Jamie Hodge is joining us this morning. She's the director of Pre-K Services, Williamson County. Also, Sheila James, the program administrator. Hi, Sheila. How are you? And Michelle Baxter, who's the program administrator. So, first off, morning. How
you guys doing? Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys got classes later today?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got a lot of classes all day today.
But how much longer is the question?
Well, and that's why we're here today. So thank you for having us today, Tom. We appreciate it. We really are here and we want to represent all of Southern Illinois, but specifically Williamson County.
You've got five districts that in particular that are in this umbrella.
Absolutely, we do. We have 18 programs. So it's early childhood, but better referred to as pre-K. That's what most people understand it as. We serve over 600 preschool students. We also help support 70 teen parents and then their 44 infants and toddlers. All of those programs scheduled to close at the end of May.
And because you're behind back bills. Now, my understanding is that we're talking, started around $2.5 million, and I think the state paid around $850,000, $900,000. Still
correct.
Behind 1.1 mil?
1.6.
1.6 million?
Yes.
And without that 1.6 million, by August 1, what happens?
We will not have pre-K in Williamson County next year.
All right. Now, let's talk a bit about pre-K. The program administrator, Sheila Jones, and the program administrators, Sheila and Michelle, are with us. What services are provided for these thousands of dollars that go into this program? It's a little bit more than lunch, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's reaching out to 600 children and their families and just serving, getting them ready for kindergarten.
In what way?
Teaching them numbers, teaching them letters, the sound recognition, the social skills are what's most important too. These kindergarten teachers rely on us to get these children ready for them so they can take them to the next level.
Michelle, when it comes to this program, how do we explain to people how important this is? Unless you're in the program, it's another one of those, it's not an impulse buy. It's not like you walk through Hucks and go, if somebody's mad at me and I got to pick up a rose. All right? This is important stuff. But we have a tendency to forget it, even if you were in a pre-K and you've grown up today, you have a tendency to forget that you got a leg up. What does a leg up in your mind consist of for this age group?
A leg up is getting those kids around other children and learning the socialization, those social skills, getting them ready for kindergarten, how to wait their turns, how to
There's
sit,
a good one.
Yeah. How to sit and pay attention to their peers as their peers are talking, their teachers, just a lot of social emotional skills.
Is there a daycare component to this too while parents work?
Actually, our programs, four of our classrooms are a full day program. That is new since January. But the rest of our programs are all half day. So they're 3-hour sessions.
Right. Kind of like beginning kindergarten.
Correct.
Get them used to it, the idea. There's one subject that has always bothered me that is part of this conversation, and that's the word poverty. We so often forget that. Unless you get out of the area very often, you just become accustomed to the way things are. And then you find out that many people around Southern Illinois, as you talked about, it's not just Williamson County and the five districts there. We're talking about a large program across Southern Illinois that this you have to take into consideration the poverty that we have in Southern Illinois before you can truly appreciate what these pre-K services do for parents or a single parent.
That's right. And I think it's important to understand that pre-K is an at-risk program. So these 600 children that we're talking about have met criteria in one or more areas that determines that they need us. They need some help to prepare for kindergarten. And that's who we're dealing with. That's who we're trying to help get a leg up and get a good start in life.
The clock is really ticking here. It really is. I mean, when you look May 8th, I thought just the other day it was January.
Right.
Time flies when you're having fun, for lack of a better word. But, you know, the idea, because you got the K through 12 in the stopgap measures, but the pre-K services had been kind of left out in the cold previously. And as a result, you're a little more behind the eight ball, I think, financially than maybe anywhere else in the school district.
Right. And that's really important to note because pre-K money is grant money. So we're not even talking about truly the stopgap budget. You're talking about grant money. So the state of Illinois says, hey, you know, we have this pot of money. Who wants it? We fill out a, you know, 100-page request for proposal that Right. takes months to fill out. We jump through all the hoops. We get selected as a program that has met that criteria. And then they don't give us the money. you know, they say at the beginning of the year in June or July, they being the Illinois State Board of Education, says, here's your pot of money. Here's what we're going to give you. And then we plan accordingly. Sometimes that's scraps. So that's whatever they tell us they're going to give us. So we hire teachers, we buy supplies, we get classrooms set up, we plan for that many kids, and then we don't get it.
Right. Put you behind the eight ball.
It does.
Bad partners are bad partners. You do somebody, you got a bill, and they say, we're not paying it. Well, what do we do now? I mean, that is, what do we do now in the more literal sense? What is, because you're wanting a budget. I don't see a budget. Nobody has told me they see a budget outside of the grand budget, the grand bargain. Nobody's telling me they see a budget coming down the pipe. And for you, for me to look at you right in the eye and tell you, that's not got to be the brightest day in your life either, because I don't see one. And quite frankly, I've been told by more than one that as long as Rauner is, and by more than one person in Springfield, that if Rauner's, as long as Rauner's governor, it's not going to be a budget.
Right. And that breaks our heart for 600 children. It really does. We had to get a bank loan. So to start this school year, we had to get a bank loan. You know, it has interest. Local banks have helped us tremendously, offered us low interest rates.
Matter of fact, they've extended some of those loans for you in an effort to try to help you string along until something is done.
Absolutely. They know that we pay when we can, and when we can get the money from the state board, then that's whenever we pay it. We are closing in on $1 million in debt right now in a bank loan. And then let's face it, how can we start next school year if we're $1 million in the hole?
Right.
And that's what our school districts are facing.
And the answer is you can't.
The answer is you can't.
Unless something happens to you, and I'm talking about by the glacial movement of a state, this is called literally immediate. Slow to pull the trigger, right? And so, ladies, how long have you been with the program?
This is our 12th year.
Where would you go? Where would your children go if that money doesn't come?
And
what happens to you?
And
what
honestly,
to your
Tom,
kids?
It's not about us. It's about those 600 kids.
But what about them? What about the 600? What happens
where
to
them? Where would they go? And our child care centers are amazing in Williamson County, but they're maxed right now too. And we have a lot of dual enrollment with child care, a lot of dual enrollment with Head Start.
Right.
These children would be at home. And when Mrs. Hodge says at risk, it's at risk for academic failure. So what we've done is just failed 600 children.
Yeah. It's interesting having a teen mom. I'm one of the products of the Head Start program. Getting that leg up, getting that additional start that maybe I needed. I'm not maybe needed it. I needed it. I get this. It's a little vague for me because at that age we don't retain a lot. Primarily it's my mom going, you got to understand these people helped you when you needed it too. It's a different thing in the 60s, but granted it was there. So thoughts as we close up today on what happens if this program shuts down and what happens to those kids? What do you see happening?
I see they're going to be at home and they're not going to receive the services they need. For their future, to get them prepared for kindergarten, to make them better individuals in school.
I sat down with, had some cocktails with a prison educator. And it was kind of interesting. They had just been working with a group north of us, and the common denominator was, how many people here graduated school? How many graduated high school? No hands go up. Nobody. That education and the outcome, they're so far apart. Sometimes people have a tendency to gloss over that. You go over and you find out who's in the prison. They're the ones who didn't do well in education or didn't do anything at all. And that's one of the things, because that costs us. If people are concerned about cost, look at that one. The cost of keeping someone in prison as opposed to giving them that head start and make sure they're on the right path. I think that's really what we're all talking about here, isn't it? Big picture wise?
Absolutely it is.
So what do people do?
You know what? Call your local legislators. That helps. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are headed to the Capitol tomorrow. Excited about a rally and advocacy day on that day. And we are going to make sure that our voices for Southern Illinois are heard tomorrow.
First day of the House back in session after conference last week to look over the Senate action. So we'll see if anything moves. Has anybody from government reached out and given you an update of what you can expect or cannot expect from them? Anybody?
I have talked to several people in Springfield, and just like you said, Tom, there's not light at the end of the tunnel as far as a budget, and that is what we're facing, and that's true. there is no hope for a budget within the next 2 years is what I'm being told.
Right.
And that's scary because, like Mrs. Hodge said, $1 million in debt. Where do we go from here? And like she said, call your local legislators. Call legislators in Springfield. Call the governor's office. Make those calls for the children today.